JOS, do you prefer to be called Jackrabbit?
Yeah, when I'm around my guys, around the facility, yes, I prefer to be called Jackrabbit.
What's the story behind it?
Well, y'all know I'm from Polk, Florida, near West Palm Beach. And, you know, growing up, I always chased rabbits. And when I got to Florida, I didn't really know the plays, you know. And my coach saw that I was just moving everywhere and moving fast. So he just started calling me Jackrabbit.
What was it about the New York Giants that sold you the most?
Man, just the organization, you know, the players. And just I felt like it was time for me to have a new beginning. And I felt like New York was my home and where I wanted to be, and I made the decision to come here.
What's the atmosphere been like for you?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. I mean, players, you know, everybody interacting with each other, just having fun, just talking. And the most thing that stood out to me is, you know, just being in an organization where you see the general manager that come around, you know, walk through the locker room, talk to the guys, and just, you know, try to figure out what's going on. And then I feel like that means a lot.
How have you adjusted to not just the team, but just being in New York? I know you mentioned your small hometown. You know, has that been a change for you?
No, man. I approach everywhere I go the same way. Stay in my own lane, do what I got to do off the field, in on the field, and just, just try not to make the headlines of any papers.
How has your relationship been so far with DRC, and has he been helpful for kind of getting to know the organization?
It's kind of crazy because I didn't know DRC, but you know, off season we always find a way to where we link up, and then me coming here with him, it's just been like, you know, he just helped me out with certain things, you know, small things, because my terms that was at St. Louis is different from here. So, you know, he just tried to help me out the best way he can. And like I said, man, just it's all about having fun and communicating.
He's a guy who I think Antrell Roll helped him when he came here. And DRC admitted that, you know, he didn't always try as hard as he should have earlier in his career. And Antrell was on him a lot for that. And DRC now takes younger players and does that. Do you notice that kind of mentoring relationship that he wants to have?
Yes, I noticed it. He lead by example. Every workout, he try to lead all the DBs. And, you know, me coming in as a new guy, you know, they don't know much as me, so I just go all out and I just follow DRC footstep.
Is he the clear-cut guy in that room now? I mean, he's the one real veteran.
You know, he the oldest guy, so yes, you could say that, yes.
You know yet about the defensive scheme, but based on what you do know, what is it about it that excites you, that you feel is a match for what you do best?
Oh man, I'll be able to make plays. You know, it's a quarters defense. It's not too bad, but like I said, I just got to play within the scheme and everything else to happen for itself.
We saw what happened with the football situation in St. Louis, or in this case, lack thereof. How important was it for you to come to a city where their status in the city was not going to change anytime soon? It was more stable. How important was that to you?
I mean, it was important because I know I'll be here and I'll be here for a while. And it's like, you know, just the love of the city. And like I said, different vibes, man. Like, you know, fan base here is huge. You know, St. Louis, it was okay. Not kind of, you know, but it is what it is.
Now has pretty high expectations after all the money that this team invested in you and the other new defensive players. How good do you think this defense is going to be?
We could be very good if everybody play within the scheme and just do their job. Because in the back end, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And then, you know, if we bring all the guys up to the same level, I think we could be pretty good.
You guys have only been together doing weight room stuff and running and everything. How excited are you for next week for that mini camp to get everybody on the field doing football stuff?
I never had a mini camp while I was at St. Louis, but you know, we're gonna be experienced, and I think it's gonna be fun because everybody's gonna go out and compete and just try to make plays.